This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, it's time for the TimberTech Decking and Railing postgame show. TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome in. It is the TimberTech Decking and Railing postgame show. Oh, my giddy aunt. I'm not sure. I'm lost for words. This team has done this all year long. It's a game of two halves. We know that. And Ben Johnson kind of went from fourth down insanity early in the game, and the Bears couldn't consider stopping the Green Bay Packers to rallying for a victory. Gentlemen, we got a game next week at Soldier Field, if your hearts can take it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm done. I am truly done. I mean, that's a tale of two halves. How many games have we had this year? You sit there and I always say, you're writing your notes, your narrative of the game and all that stuff. They just erase every page, everything. I mean, the first half looked terrible. We're going to run, well, we're not going to run Ben Johnson out of town, but we're going to talk about Ben Johnson, how bad he is. We're firing Dennis Allen. We're doing all this stuff. Then they go into halftime and they come out. They're a completely different team. The first three series, they give up touchdowns. The first three series, the second half, they get three and outs. The offense comes alive. They put up, it's just... My heart, I don't know, man. It's unbelievable. What a season this Bears has had, and just what a game. And that just kind of sums up the entire season, how exciting, how fun. And you know what? We beat the damn Packers.
Mm-hmm. And what does DJ Moore say, right? DJ Moore says,
bingo.
As always. As always. And, hey, Pat, what you meant to say was, never a doubt with this team.
Come on.
We were exactly where they wanted to be. You know, that's what we were thinking watching the game, right? Never a doubt. I mean, this team, man, they are not out of games, Pat. I don't know how to explain it. I look up and they're down by – you're doing the math and – the Green Bay kicker misses the field goal and misses an extra point. I mean, to keep them in the game, right? And you're like, okay, well, they can do it now since he missed the extra point. Now they can at least tie it up, but they score a touchdown and find ways to score. And we talked about this in pregame, and I know it's that whole game is just a crazy game to go through and talk about and break down. But in pregame, we talk about, okay, do we have the quarterback who can do things like bring his teammate back, right, Pat? Who can do the things that, you know, and they don't have Aaron Rodgers anymore. So at the end of the game, and Jordan Love's a very good quarterback who had a good game, but I'm not thinking Aaron Rodgers is on the field, right? Caleb Williams, 361 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, just Ben basically put the ball in his hands most of the fourth quarter for him to make plays. And Colston Loveland, what a game. And it's just,
wow.
This team, they're gutsy. They're gritty. Their coaching staff, Dennis Allen, take a bow in the second half, man. Take
incredible.
A bow, Coach Allen. Yeah. You just call those. People say you can't play cover one. You can't blitz. You can't be aggressive. You know what he said in the second half? Screw you guys.
Yep.
Screw you guys. This is how we got to win the game. Billings is hurt. I'm yelling.
Yes.
Jonathan Ford is stopping to run the other side. I'm like, every time Jonathan Ford stops to run, I want to punch myself in the face, right?
Oh,
and then Billings goes down. I'm like, oh, the game's over. But guess what they do? They find a slight way to stop the run, Mully, without Billings.
It's unbelievable.
The game is unbelievable. This team is unbelievable. They're fun to watch. They're tough. They're gutsy. They find ways to win football games. And whoever's coming here next week, they better get ready for four quarters. You got to play 60 minutes to beat the Chicago Bears.
What a story Caleb is writing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh. You know, he's talking about being the Iceman. We've got one. You know, we've talked about we wanted to see it. We've got one. What he did there in the fourth quarter is pretty impressive. And he just looks so comfortable and confident. And this whole team, the entire time this season, they've gone on to win these one-score games. He's come from behind wins. Last 2 minutes, they keep talking about belief. They keep talking about belief. And I'll be honest with you, that second half, I started dripping a little bit in my belief. It wasn't there. But they didn't. They don't. And that's why they came through at the end. They believed in each other. And like you said, credit to Dennis Allen, what he did in the second half. But that belief in Caleb Williams, man, we've got one. It's going to be a national story now of Caleb Williams being the Iceman, being the come-from-behind king and all that kind of stuff. And it's just fun to watch. And you know what? It's exciting to see what can happen next week, what can happen next year. And, you know, it's just nice to kind of flip the script on the Packers and beat them tonight.
It is about as unlikely an outcome as you could expect given the first half of the game. I mean, it was so deflating to see what happened in the first half, and clearly Ben Johnson set a signal to everyone, our defense can't stop them, I don't think I should let them try, we're going to just go for it all over the place. Now, if you think about some of the field goals they passed on, all those points would have added up to like an easy victory, as it turned out. But they needed that extraordinary comeback. They needed, as you say, Caleb Williams. Man, I mean, Caleb Williams is a young man just getting started. And Colston Loveland, what a monster of a player. I mean, what an amazing player. It's just extraordinary that we got to watch that. I feel envy for anyone that was out there and stayed through the bitter end. I felt a couple different times. You just killed the crowd. You just took the crowd out of the game. What is going on here? And they stayed with it, and the place went crazy, and I think we're all going a little crazy.
Yeah, and no doubt, man. I mean, just when you think about going into the game, my thoughts were O-line dominate. They gave up 300 yards to the Baltimore Ravens. Dominate the line of scrimmage. Pat, Mully, that's the last thing we did. The last thing we did, and O-line's had a great year. The last thing they did today was have a good game, right? That wasn't a great game by the O-line, but they fought out. They were tough. They were gritty, too. The Packers were holding us up front on the run. They came to stop the run, and they did. And guess what? Our quarterback, who I think Mr. Manley's been asking for all year to go out there, win the football game. Mm-hmm. Go out there, be the guy. Go out there, be the guy to win the football game against the Green Bay Packers, right? The boogeyman. We talked about all pregame, all year.
Yep.
I said I needed this payback. Man, that felt good to win that football game. It feels good to take the dogs for a walk tomorrow. It'll feel good when I go in Starbucks and someone's in a Green Bay shirt and I ask them, how was that game that you just watched? It'll all feel good, man. It'll all feel good. Look. Before when there was a lot of people thinking, too much time, right? Did we score early on that fake screen touchdown of DJ Moore? And that's your first stop. But then you think, that's not Brett Favre. That's not Aaron Rodgers, right? That's not these guys who make those big plays. And Jordan Love's a good quarterback, like I said, but would you put him in the Hall of Fame? Rodgers and Brett Favre, right? And are things changing? And they get all their guys back next year, but we're going to keep building our team. And What a big win, man. Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, George McCaskey, my best friend. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Enjoy that victory. That's a big win for the city of Illinois. It's a big win for Chicago Mully. You talk about the stands. My three of my older ones were there, Josh, James, and Grace, in the stands, great. Watching the game, great. Texting that's me. And I kept thinking about it. This is a replay of the last time they played them at home, right? That everyone is just down. No way we can win. No way they can do this, Pat. Guess what? They're leading with time left on the clock. Too much time, some people said. It's crazy.
Right, right.
This is a crazy football team, man.
You're right. I'm like, hey, they scored too much. Oh, they went up by four. Darn it. Too quick.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what's funny, guys. I'm picturing myself watching the game on my couch. I'm sitting up kind of like I am right now. By about halftime, I'm halfway down. I've got the ottoman kicked out. I'm just depressed sitting down. Next thing you know, the second half, I'm starting to sit more upright. And then I'm leaning over my knees, standing up, walking around the room. I think everybody in Chicago was kind of doing that. Just what a game. I think I'm finally coming back down from that adrenaline of that fourth quarter. I mean, this, what an amazing game. You know, we said we'd talk about that other win, would go down in the history books of one of the greatest wins the Bears have ever had. This one right there, to me, because of the playoffs and the way it kind of transpired, and then seeing Caleb Williams, what'd you say, Olin? 361 yards, you know, and not having a great first half and then putting everything on his shoulders the second half the way Ben Johnson did and coming through that way. I mean, we're seeing a young star for us in Chicago at a quarterback position, man. I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's so much fun.
Man. It's just the quarterback, Pat, the defensive performance in the second half. Again, Coach Dennis Allen, right, and that defense stopping the run. Jalen Johnson played a really good game, man. And, you know, Kyler Gordon, I know he got beat a lot, but his first game back.
That
battling
was
out there, right?
Yeah,
battling out there.
Man, he was also hitting people at the end of that game. Good for you, Kyler Gordon.
Yeah, but that's a team, right? That is their personality. That is their culture up there, that they are going to fight you tooth and nail and to the end. And that's why the whole time, you're just kind of like, because we've watched them all year. It may seem crazy. I had people texting me like, this game is over, and I just kept texting them back. You got to wait with this team. Like I felt that way too many times this year. Oh, you just got to wait. Because if they have a chance to get back in this game, and because of the quarterback's arm, and because of the way he can attack downfield, what was that throw? What was that silly throw he threw to Roma Dunze when he fell on his back? Oh. And then he's screaming at the receivers, right? And he's taking hits all over the place. The left tackle, Ozzie, had a tough game. I hope he's healthy, right? But he had a tough game. There was pressure there all day long. But just the fact that you can put the ball in the end zone through the air, it feels like the Chicago Bears have joined the rest of the NFL in attacking the ball, attacking teams through the air, Pat.
And then Caleb, each week or each other week, it seems like he outdoes himself with some miraculous throw. That throw you're talking about on 4th and 8, like quarterbacks all on Twitter are like, what the heck is that? That might be the greatest throw of the season. And we've said that about three other ones he's had. But to have to do that in the fourth quarter and four, I think it was 4th and 8. I can't even remember my stats anymore.
Yeah.
But whatever it was,
who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Stats. Who cares about stats?
Yeah.
I know. It doesn't matter about that. But he keeps outdoing himself, and he's doing it in pressure situations, which is just, you know what it is? It's glorious. It's absolutely glorious to watch.
And Kirk Herbstreit said, right, guys, he was like, guys, his feet are all over the place. He looks uncomfortable. He did look like that a lot of games. And some of it was, you know, snaps were a little wayward sometimes, and there was pressure up the middle and broken protections. And, you know, 4th and 1 by the goal line, they throw the ball. There's a guy running free down the middle of the offensive line, and DJ Moore slips. And that one play to me down there, right, on the 4th and 1 by the goal line, where you're like, just run the ball and get the first down. It kind of explained most of the game when they went 2 for 6 on 4th down. Kind of explained what we're talking about, the frustration. And you're like, I mean, I can't tell you how many people – I put the Undertaker on Twitter and, you know, had him come alive. And I can't tell you how many people are like, it's over, Olin. Like, you're crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, you haven't watched this team all year then. If you think anything's done at any time with this young quarterback and this that defensive performance in the second half, man. And then, you know, they didn't get, like, the bounces today, right, Pat? They didn't get, like, they punched the ball out, go to somebody
and they
else,
didn't
right?
get it. Yes. The one in the end zone that came back. Even the fumble that they recovered that would have given him a first down that was challenged by Green Bay, and, oh, yeah, he didn't catch that one. So I think there were a lot of moments like that that didn't go their way, and they made mistakes. Like, there were bad decisions made, and guess what? They overcame all of it. And you're right. It was almost like they overcame it all out of habit, because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is what they do. And you think about, like, you know, penalties late by Green Bay and,
right.
you know, craziness to me, like the old lineman laying on the ground. Like, that's just, I hope he's okay.
10 seconds,
Sean Ryan, but that's a 10-second runoff. And then, you know, there's a kind of a wayward snap on the last one. The first thing I thought was, Pat, like, put somebody on that third string center's head, man. Yeah. Like, challenge that snap, right? Get after that guy.
Right.
Like, we got to get pressure from somewhere. I mean, there wasn't much pressure all game. I don't want to question the defense right now after what they did, but that first half was just crazy to me, right? They were just up and down that field, and offense couldn't move the ball and just, you know, going for it. I don't know where did Ben go for in that first half when you're like, this guy's just going crazy,
wasn't
man.
It was
he put his head on the pillow last night.
I was thinking to myself, Mully right now is screaming about that him going for it there, man. But, you know, that aggression, that culture he builds by making those kind of calls, that we are always just going to attack. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, Pat, we'd be killing it, man. I got to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an analyst, but it works out. And that fighting spirit that, like, we're always attacking, we're always getting after you, that comes out at the end, man. And their young quarterback, I mean, he was mother effing guys on the sideline about routes and screaming and yelling at coaches. And you know what? I thought to myself, he's fighting, though, man. He's fighting, taking hits, and he kept coming back on that field. And no matter what he's doing on the sideline, look, on the field, he's competing, man. He's giving you everything he's got.
Yes, he is. And the guys see it. The guys see it on the field. And Olin, what's funny is we said it in the pregame, and I 100% agree with you. Ben Johnson's going to do some fourth down things. He's going to make some calls that we're going to disagree with, but we're going to ride with him. And I was like, oh, man, maybe I don't want to ride with him right now.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to replay that for me, and I have to respond to it. I was like, oh, crap, man, here we go again.
I got your back on that button.
but listen, even the inside handoff, right, they tried that in the first game against Green Bay, and it lost 5 yards. You know, when it's spinning and it's inside handoff and the two tackles are pulling. They tried it twice today. And I was like, Ben, what are you doing? And then it was the Cole Kmet pass, right? Like Ben is listening to us and being like, yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. You guys can keep talking about it. I'm going to keep doing it, man. But I mean, guys, this game for the state of Illinois, for the city of Chicago, for old Bears, Pat, like me and you. Right, yes. who have to wear glasses to even see our screen nowadays. And, you know, but like, first playoff win since we were on the field. And we don't have to say that anymore. We don't, because they went out there. We talked about the magnitude of this game going into this game and what it meant to the city. And you just can't hide from the fact that how big this game is. Congratulations to the guys in the locker room, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him. Congratulations to the city of Chicago. Congratulations to Chicago Bears. Big win, obviously. Enjoy this one. You're moving on. But, man, this is a big win.
And to win at home, too, Olin. You know, we never won a playoff game on the road. We never really had to. We only played in Miami for the Super Bowl. But that connection you have between the fans and players after a game like that, it's pretty electric. And you feel it. I mean, it's just to win in front of those fans and to give them what they've been begging for. And then to go back in that locker room and be able to celebrate with your team, it's an unbelievable feeling just to win at Soldier Field. And, Olin, like you said, it's just happy for this state, happy for this city, happy for every Bears fan across the world. It's about damn time to beat the Packers like that, and it just feels so good.
And I mean, we are only going to talk football, and don't worry about it, but we should mention that the Cubs made a monster signing tonight. I think it was about the third quarter. We got a text from John Heyman. We're on a text chain with John, and we have him on as a guest. He told us that Alex Bregman, the third baseman, had signed a 5-year, $175 million deal, which is the big bat the Cubs have been looking for. They got that. And somebody said this could be the greatest night in Chicago sports history. And, you know, to see the Cubs make a move, and they're trying to keep up, I guess, with what the Bears did. And the Bears have this city wrapped around their finger mm-hmm. right now. I got to tell you, I don't know. My phone has been blowing up since the game ended, and I have a lot of friends that are checking in and want to talk about it, and I'm kind of like, we're doing a show, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's absolutely an amazing outcome, especially given how uphill it was. I mean, mm-hmm. and you were feeling at different points, like it was Sisyphus trying to get the stone up the hill. It just kept, and no matter what they did, oh my God, they're in five. Oh no, here we go. Oh no, it's now three. Oh God, there we go. It was unbelievable the way that kept turning.
It just felt like it was going to be a game that was going to be a 40-point to 14 loss. You know what I mean? It just felt like it was going to go that way. And whatever they did the second half, whatever that speech was, however they, you know, they dialed up the defense differently, obviously, and then Caleb Williams was the key on the offense. They figured it out. But belief is the thing, man. That's been the key. We've talked about all these wins. They just keep believing. But you have to have players to do it. Colson Loveland, first-round draft pick. Good job, Ryan Poles. Rebuilt that offensive line, protected Caleb well enough, didn't run the ball as you would expect. But again, Caleb Williams, I mean, you said take a bow for Dennis Allen, but man, Caleb Williams got to take a big bow. That's just mm-hmm. what a game for him to play. What a game for him to do in the second half to bring this team back. And it's just fun, guys, to watch a quarterback look comfortable and confident. He doesn't. Jordan Love looked a little rattled at the end, right? Where you looked at Caleb, it looked different. And you said, I wanted Caleb Williams to outplay Jordan Love. He obviously did, but he even looked better. Just that calm, cool demeanor. It's nice to see that, and it's nice to see a win come through like that and the defense hold at the end.
And I'm guessing that Luther Burden ran the wrong route on that interception.
That's what I'm guessing, yeah.
Because I haven't seen Caleb that hot. He was on the side. He was infuriated. And there clearly something went wrong, and he threw two picks in that game, mm-hmm. and I think his passing numbers were outstanding by the end of the game, but I think his passer rating was damaged by those two picks. And mm-hmm. and hey, I mean, I'm not complaining about what Caleb did at all, because when it mattered, he was there, and it makes you feel like he's that kind of quarterback. He's that kind of player that we've seen all over the league in different spots that can change games and can make put their will upon another team. And he did that in the fourth quarter of this game. But, man, I haven't seen him that mad. I was worried with Ben going for all these fourth downs and Caleb swearing on the sidelines that they were kind of losing their composure. I just wanted to make sure they kept a grip on it. But what do I know?
A couple of things about Caleb I thought watching the game was – my thoughts of him coming out of college, right, where everyone wanted to show him in the stands and obviously crying with his parents. And I just – what a tough guy he is, though, right? And he talk, you know, the fingernail stuff and whatever everybody talks about. And like we always talk about, Pat, nobody cares about all that in the locker room.
No.
If you're playing and fighting every day.
Yep.
No one really does. That's what a lot of people don't understand about the NFL. Mm-hmm. If you're studying your book, if you're showing up ready to play and you walk on the field – and you show competitive toughness and good football character, no one cares.
Nope.
No one in the locker room cares. It's the most accepting place in the world. Do your damn job. It's all anybody cares about. And Caleb's doing it. And you talk about the interceptions, right? One was on fourth down, was like a punt, right? And he was mad at Roman. Someone broke it down. I wish I had his name because he did a nice job. They showed on the TV how I think Rome lined up wrong. They switched them sides. And then Caleb checked the play, and I don't think Rome got it.
Right.
And DJ tried to say something to him, but he snapped the ball. And anyway, there was confusion on that play. And obviously, Caleb thought he was supposed to run route. And it seemed to happen. It seemed like it wasn't happening with some of the ways that Rome Odunze bended his routes. Like maybe he wanted more up the field and more flat. But look, man, in a game like that, Pat, like you know, you can't be sensitive. Like if you screw something up or there's got to be a conversation about something, then the conversation's got to be had. And a quarterback, if the guy who has to do it, as long as he's doing what's right and accepting blame when it's his time to accept blame and competing and winning games. I mean, they went down. They scored that touchdown. I cut it to five. And then Green Bay scored again. Mm-hmm. And I think they got the ball back with like 5 minutes left. And when they scored again, even I was like, oh, man, that might be it.
Right. Yep. But no. Even you. Even no. You're assuring everyone it was okay.
But yeah, even like, you. Hey, we're good.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I love Caleb doing that because, to me, we talked about what we want to see, the growth of Caleb throughout the season. That's command of your offense. That means you know what everybody's supposed to do. And every quarterback has a different way to deliver a message. Every teammate has a different way to deliver a message. And like you said, if you're doing your job and you're consistent the way you deliver it or however it is, that, and you know what you're talking about, hey, man, let the guys know. And then he has command of this offense, and that's what you want to see from your quarterback. You want him to know what every other guy on that team is doing or every other guy on the offense is doing, and we're seeing that. And that growth is prevalent, and then we saw it in today's game.
Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't even given out the phone number. We got full phone lines, so I think maybe we
– I can't wait to hear what the fans
have.
I think it was they scored, and then it was 27-16.
Yes.
With 6:36 left.
Wow.
Right? And then they scored, and then they were down, and there was they scored with 4 minutes left. So, yeah. Caleb took them down the field in under 3 minutes.
And they got the 2-point conversion. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We go down before in Chicago. We go down before 27-16, man. Wrap it up.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. Right. Wrap it up because we can't run the ball to the wind. Right. We can't. Mm-hmm. So just that, man. That fact that Ben Johnson and Caleb down 27-16 with that time left. Right. With 27-16 with 6 minutes and 36 seconds left. And Chicago Bears can still win the football game. Wow. Is what Pat was and Molly, what you guys are talking about all the time. That things just feel different right now.
Mm-hmm. And how about Ben Johnson dialing up these game-winning plays? The one to DJ there, the one to DJ before in the Green Bay Packers game.
Yeah.
I mean, those are huge. That's scheming, right? That's scheming guys open. And that's Caleb making the throw. And that's credit to Ben Johnson. As much as we were getting on him in the first half, I got to give him a lot of credit for how he does that in the fourth quarter with these potential game-winning. You know, he missed the one in Green Bay, but schemed him open. If Caleb makes the throw, that's another touchdown pass to beat Green Bay at the end of the game. And that's Ben Johnson scheming these open plays.
I know we're doing well when, you know, he has, you know, that play sheet he has on that board. Mm-hmm. When that thing's tucked under his armpit, we just scored a touchdown.
No,
he tucks that thing under and he walks away like, that's right.
Oh, man. Beautiful. Let's try Joel, okay? Joel's at the game. So we'll get a live report from Joel. He's probably in his car by now. Hey, Joel.
No, I wish I was in my car. Well, I'm about to walk in the Grand Park Tunnel right now, brother. It's a bit cold out here, I should say.
Pretty awesome, though, right?
Yeah. Let's just start it off with. It's 21-3 at half. I see people leaving. I got people behind me, season ticket holders, like, oh, this is the end of it. At the end of the game, when it ends, I'll try to keep this PG. I look at the Packers fan behind me. I say, suck my dick, okay? It was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, guys. The way we win this, bear down, okay?
Thank you very much,
Joel. Thank you, Joel, man.
We can hear everyone there. Yes. All right, we have to take a quick time out.
Can I just respond to Joel?
Like,
if you left on this team,
yeah, come on,
you're crazy. Yeah, Joel might be exaggerating a little bit, but if you left the game at any score,
then you're not watching
this
the
football
season.
Team, you're not watching the season. Yeah,
yeah. Turn your tickets.
That's exactly right. No question. and I mean, if you paid for a ticket to that game and the value of the ticket, you got no business walking out. For God's sake, get the value for your money. Olin, once again, grabbing the Father of the Year award from all of our hands by setting his three oldest, because you sent everyone else the last time. Mr.
Right.
Fairness, Mr. Kindness, what the hell happened to Olin Krutz?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I tell you what, the legend is dead.
No. That's great stuff.
Molly, four daughters later.
Yeah.
Four daughters later.
There you go. You've finally been domesticated.
My gosh.
What did the boys say? They must have loved it. That must have been so much
fun. Oh, they were going nuts at the game, you know, and just they couldn't believe it. They couldn't, but they've watched this team all year too, and they're just sending me texts like, okay, only down two. Okay, we need this to win the game, right? So they just unbelievable.
Yeah. you've taught them math. That's even that gets you even higher.
No, Illinois Loyola, St. Mary's Loyola in Illinois taught them math. They didn't learn my math.
All right, we're going to take a real quick timeout. We'll be right back with all your calls. 312-644-6767. You're listening to the Timber Tech Decking and Railing Postgame Show on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All over Soldier Field. Hearts beating furiously. It's Draft! Love looking. One last gasp. Moving guys around. Fires to the end zone! And it is broken up! The Bears win it in a crazy one.
Hey, go Pat, go the home.
Welcome back to the always classy TimberTech Decking and Railing post show, post game show, gentlemen. 21-3 at halftime. It ended up 31-27 to the Chicago Bears. It was about as beautiful a comeback as you're ever going to see. It was an extraordinary turn of events, and the Bears live to play another day. And most likely next Sunday, we'll find out who they play. They will be hosting a game again next week, and we will be here with the pregame and hopefully another spectacular postgame. Extraordinary to see the way that one went.
I'd rather just have like a normal win. Can we get one of those? Just a good win, and we just talk about how they dominated the run game or something like the Phillies against Philadelphia. That, I mean, I still am just – my heart's still beating, man. It's been fun like scrolling through Twitter there during the time out there, just seeing the handshake between LaFleur and Ben Johnson, just the quick handshake runoff, and then Caleb's throw, Olin, you sent that throw again. I mean, he wasn't even touching the ground, basically, when he let that thing go. It's just insane what he threw to Rome. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, the Packers basically dominate the whole first half, right? And just doesn't look like the Bears are in it, but you just keep reminding yourself that that's how this whole year has been, right? You've watched them all year go through the games and find ways to win and find ways to fight themselves back in the games, whether it be the Giants, or you know, just get the Raiders, just game after game, and just the Cincinnati Bengals find a way to win that game, and it's just the last Packers game, find a way to get an onside kick, and then put the ball in the end zone, and then score in overtime, and now this one, right, where it's like watching the game, and you're like, man, I mean, they don't look like they even belong on the field with the Green Bay Packers right now. The defense can't stop them. We can't move the ball besides the first drive. We can't put the ball in the end zone. We're getting only field goals. Ben is going for it on fourth down, and they're not making it. But the whole time, Caleb is like, I don't know what he was in the first half, but he ended up 10 for 19 on third downs in the game, right? So you're like, man, he's doing pretty good on third down, seeing him seeing the field, and then there's pressure on him, but he just keeps making plays, and all of a sudden you're like, why doesn't Ben run the football sometimes? Caleb seems to be throwing it too much, but I didn't. All of a sudden you're like, man, we're down by three. Right? holy man, we're only down by three. I feel like we're down by 40, but no, we're not. And then then all of a sudden DJ's wide open, and we take the lead, and you know, I don't know about your guys' house, but my house, people are running around screaming and jumping on things and throwing things, and it was just, this team has done it all year, man. They've come all year, gutsy performances. Their culture is probably unbelievable in that locker room, Pat. Watching them play football, watching them fight for each other, watching them find ways to make plays to win football games, and then the adjustments by Dennis Allen in the second half, bringing corner blitzes and weak crows and bringing guys off the edge and safeties and cornerbacks and blitzing and finding ways to get pressure. And the cornerback saying, man, look, send a rush. We'll cover these guys, right? And sometimes it didn't look great all the time, but they ended up making the plays, getting the Packers off the field, and keep giving the offense chances.
Yep. Let's try Craig. Craig is in St. Charles. Hey, Craig.
Hey, guys. I would just start with, the last time I called into any show was Up the Dial, and that was when we got the redheaded beard man as our quarterback, and I was pretty upset. So I'm calling you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. And even though next to the Bears winning the NFC Championship, this is probably the greatest Bears win of my life. I'm 40. It's been an incredible season. Because, I mean, the Bears are winning. I mean, my 7 and 5 year old daughters are watching, they're cheering, and it's been such a fun season. This is without doubt the best Bears win in my life, because this was the most fun season that I've had. And after all that, we beat the Packers in the playoffs, and we know that we are the team to beat moving forward in the division. Like, the future, regardless of tonight, makes me so excited, and I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Very nice call, Craig.
Hey guys, what a great call, right? I mean, it has been that dang long that they've done this, right? That the Bears have done this. And to hear a 40-year-old man talk about his kids screaming and yelling and pulling for the Bears, and we talked about at the beginning of the year, there are 10-year-old kids that don't know what a winning Bears team looks like.
Right.
Now they do. Now they're going to be sucked in. Now they'll know the electricity of the city and what this franchise means to the city when they're winning. And that's a cool call to get from Craig right there, because that just kind of sums it up of what this organization means to this city when they're winning.
Well, as you guys know, I have a 10 and 13-year-old at home, and they talk about how irritating their classmate is who is a Green Bay Packers fan, or she is a Green Bay Packers fan. You know, my 10-year-old Leah actually said the other day, sometimes I want to punch her in the face when she's talking about Green Bay. And, you know, my other daughter, Abigail, said that somebody in her class was saying that the Bears fans are all delusional because all they do is get lucky, and it knows a way to get lucky again. And, you know, and they do. You call it what you want. Call it what you want. Call it luck. Call it whatever you want. But they just keep stacking these wins, man. And, you know, you heard even guys on the national shows, right, saying, like, no way the Bears can keep living like this. They can't win in the playoffs. So Tom Brady said the last game, you can't go down by 16 again and expect to win. Right? So Pat wants to play that for him. I say, hey, man, answer this.
I will.
Answer this, buddy. Right, Pat? I mean, look, but this team is doing things. Yeah, exactly, right? Like, come on, man. But this team, and to the caller's point now, you know, it was 15 years since the Bears last won a playoff game. So, these kids are older, right? And it's been a long time. And then, you know, the last time I played the Packers in the playoffs, we lost. I was there, right? And that sucked, man. And that hangs over your head, right? And that's why that second half felt like it was like beating me up just watching that football game. And but this team, again, leaves you, you know, proud of them. It leaves you proud of the way they fight, proud of the way they come back, proud of watching them and the city. They've made the city excited, city proud. Now, Pat, they got to move on and prepare for the next game, man. That wasn't the Super Bowl, and we got to win. But let me tell you something right now. There's a lot of happy people leaving Soldier Field, inner city Illinois. A lot of happy Bears fans. Like, you guys are getting texts. I got texts from Las Vegas, Hawaii, California. Yeah. I got texts from all over the place. And they're congratulating me. I didn't do anything. Congratulations, Ola. I'm like, hey, man.
You made it happen. It was your belief. you know, I got to tell you, there's some really lovely statistics now that come out of this thing, such as I believe Ben Johnson says he likes to beat the flower twice a year. He just did so. I believe Caleb Williams is now, let's just limit it and say he's 3-1 in his last four games against the Packers. The Bears won the season series with two victories at home against them. I mean, you got to love some of that element to it. It is glorious that they won that game, especially maybe the way they won it, although I'm with Pat. I would be a lot more sensible to just win it in regulation.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't need overtime this time. Just saying, early. Go ahead, take a lead. But they did. They were up 3-0. Do you think the Flower's in trouble? How do you think the fine folks in Green Bay take a 21-3 lead turning into a 31-27 defeat?
Yeah, well, Mully, you brought it up at the beginning. You said, what if the Bears, or maybe, oh, I forgot who did, if the Bears blow them out, does that change that kind of storyline that they, you know, some people are saying his job's safe? But does this change it, that he can't come through in the clutch like this? You know, it's just, it'll be interesting to see what they do up there. Is it Carmen Policy or whoever the new guy is in charge?
Yep.
Ed Policy, who did not give him, you know, didn't hire him. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting. I'm just thinking that the injuries will save his job, right? That all the guys did have out, and you know, he put all that money out there. But that was a lot of mistakes they made at the end of the game, right? And that does point to coaching and credit Ben for using the timeouts properly, right? And keeping his team in the game with enough time left to attack the field, to get the ball down the field, taking those timeouts with like 3:40 left and you know, even having one timeout while they were moving the ball down the field, but to put the ball in the end zone with a lot of time left, where almost Green Bay had time on the clock
right.
to score.
Right, I was surprised by that, yeah.
Yeah, I really was, man. I was surprised watching that game, but I don't think so. I don't think he's in trouble, but it will be interesting. But Caleb, right, changing the record. We talked about Ron Rivera was the only guy on the show today who had a winning record. First the Green Bay Packers, but now we got a new set of Chicago Bears, right? And a new set of guys beating the Chicago Bears and Ben Johnson against LaFleur. And just right now, we went to the game, Mully, and you asked us in the pregame show, are the Bears really the NFC North champs with their record?
Yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. Today. They are really the
NFC North. I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
I'm thinking I'm the best coach in America.
Love his confidence, man. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, it is just so much fun to have that one over Green Bay. They don't, you know, the Bears and Green Bay have played something like 222 times or something. But the Bears now, you know, after they've only met three times, they've now met four times in the playoffs, and the Bears win the most recent one. You take that and run like a thief in the night. You love seeing it. Just love it. I just think it's great.
And I know you guys are saying, like, want to win an easy one, but that one is almost more fun because now they'll cry all off season, right, about how lucky we are.
Oh, that's great. That's
you true. Guys never should have won that game. It's just fun to hear that. And you just walk away and say, yeah, but who won?
Yeah.
Right? Like, who? Yeah. You know, we beat you guys for 57 minutes. Well, it's too bad. You know, the last game is too bad. You didn't win the game, right? And same as this one, right? You guys were in the lead for a long time, and then you lost.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, that is a like Mully's saying, that is a good one to have. And I think, what are we now? 2-1 in the playoffs, right? Like against the Green Bay Packers. So
I think it's 2-2 now, isn't it?
2-2, yeah. 2-2, I'm sorry. Yes.
Evened up. Yeah.
But evened it up, right? And it's just like, it's a good one to have right now. And to beat them two times this year is great.
Let's try Irish Bill. He's on the northwest side. Hey, Irish Bill.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
How's everything going? Well, there's a new era in Chicago. Unfortunately, I don't know if a lot of Bear fans are going to like the fact that the Bears don't play much defense. They did play defense in the second half, but we're going to score points. Quarterbacks matter. It's really important to have a really good quarterback. You know, it's really great that we have finally a franchise quarterback that we can go toe-to-toe with any other team in the NFL and say, you know what? I dare you to stop this guy in the fourth quarter. I dare you to stop this guy in the final 2 minutes when the game is on the line. Because nobody's done it all year except for the 49ers on a fluke play at the end of the game. This guy's kicking ass. And this guy, anybody who says doesn't say that this guy is tough is a complete moron. This guy was battling his rear end off out there tonight.
And on a bad ankle. Looked like he turned,
And he got his team into the end zone when it mattered, and they won. So, on the Packers, on Packer fans. Well,
I don't think we can say that on the radio, Irish Bill, but hopefully Tyler.
That is his mode of operation, Caleb, man. That's what he does.
It's the act that you can't say. So just be careful about that.
I tell you what, defense is great and all, but Caleb is fun, man. Yeah. Caleb is fun. That's just it's electric to watch. It's just amazing to watch.
It's extreme, and I laugh at the idea that you got a guy that had his footwork perfect at Ohio State but never played beyond there, criticizing his crazy footwork for the game. I mean, looked pretty good when they were scoring touchdowns. He didn't even need footwork when he had when he was throwing from the air. I mean, the guy, you know what he has? He has the clutch gene, whatever the clutch gene is. And you know who might not have that is Jordan Love. We've seen him get in the playoffs and make some mistakes. I'm not criticizing the guy. He played a good game. He was really hard to deal with early, but you know, he didn't complete the pass at the end of the game. He didn't win the game for them. So you credit the Bears and you credit Caleb for what he did.
No doubt.
Definitely. Yeah. And when you're saying, okay, we're going to need, Pat, 31 points to win a playoff game, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have to score a lot of points. Like, 2013 when they lost that, Pat, the NFC North for the NFC North, right? And that offense was scoring all over the place. But they needed to stop at the end, and just Aaron Rodgers outscored Jay Cutler and the offense, right? And here we are in this game, and it go down 21-3, and for years around here, that's over, right? It's over. The game's over. But now, Caleb getting a lot of roses tonight, and he deserves them, right? They played a great game, and he does a great job. But we also got the young offensive coordinator, right? And they gave him $13 million a year to bring him from Detroit to call plays here and get this offense moving in the right direction. Credit Ryan Poles for getting that, putting that in that building. And here we are with a 31-27 victory with a quarterback that threw for 350-plus yards.
Ben Johnson knew they needed the points as well, going for all those fourth downs and not getting them. Who knew they would get them the way they got them, though? You know what I mean? That's just it's unbelievable, man.
All right,
How many old guys like me were yelling about those decisions?
Take the points.
What the hell are you doing?
There was an older guy like me that was probably yelling louder than you and screaming at my television. All right, we will be right back. You're listening to the Timber Tech Decking and Railing Postgame Show on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now Chicago can use the clock as well. They're automatically right out. They're in field goal range. They want to get seven. They can use the clock. Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore. Forget about the clock. Just take the lead when you can. 25 yards. Sixth place, 66 yards in 68 seconds.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Timber Tech Decking and Railing postgame show. And it is time for Who's Hot and Who's Cold. And it's sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency. Call the professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Hot is, of course, Caleb Williams, the man who delivered that pass, the man who threw for over 350 yards in his first playoff game. And as far as cold is concerned, well, he is the Iceman. So let's stick with Caleb Williams. Well played, Pat. That's beautiful stuff. And he's both hot and cold, and that's sponsored by Plumbers 911, Plumbing Emergency. Call the professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Caleb wins it all.
Yeah, he does. He wins the city over too, doesn't he?
Oh yeah.
How many people have asked you, do you believe in Caleb? Is Caleb the guy? Is Caleb the quarterback going forward?
I mean, to me, it's a nonsensical question. I think that was answered much earlier in the year, and I think if we're being fair about it, he is still a developing product. We don't know where it will end up, but it is spectacular. What he did tonight, Pat, is what you have been talking about for most of this year. And I think we saw that process go from, you remember like in the training camp stuff and we were like, wow, is he okay? Is he going to be, is this going to work? And they threw everything at him. And then, you know, you hear different stories, you watch him play, you watch him improve. And I think he is he's completely in control now.
Yeah, I feel that way. I think that question, when anybody asks me, I'm going to be like, I'm not even going to answer you. Like, I'm done. Like, he's done it. To me, he's done it. And you said it. He's proved it all season. And what we've said it a million times, going into this year, we wanted to see Caleb grow into a franchise quarterback. We wanted to see the growth. We wanted to see him get better. And we've seen that. And then now he's answered the question, can you win the division? You know, he's done that. Can you win a playoff game? He's done that. So I think those questions are answered. I think now is what's the next chapter going to be in his book that he's already started writing that's pretty successful?
Yeah, win the Super Bowl, right? Win the Super Bowl would be the chapter. Keep going in these playoffs. But, you know, even talk about the early drive, the first third down, literally he went through his whole progressions and then hit Luther Burden in the middle of the field, right? And it just – those are the kind of – and I think Brian Poe said last year, look, we want him to trust his teammates, and then when it's time to do the special, go out and do the special, right? Trust his teammates for the game. Let guys make plays. Let your playmakers put their ball in their hands. Trust them to make plays. Colston Loveland today, right? Trusting him. Trusting Luther Burden. Trusting DJ Moore. Trying to get the ball to them. And then when it was time to make plays, Caleb went out there and made plays like the tweet I showed you. I said you guys of him running and falling backwards and throwing the ball and just find a way to move his team down the field, keep his team in the game. They're never out of it because of his arm strength, because of the way he throws the football, and also because of the guys that he's been surrounded with and the playmaker. I mean, the play caller that he's been surrounded with. So it's been real fun to watch this team make these plays to win these football games. And you know, at sometimes that I've watched him this year, I'm like, gosh, how many times can he keep getting these takeaways? How many times can he keep winning football games like this? And they keep answering as many times as we want, right? As many times as we want to keep doing this. And, you know, from the beginning of the game, when Green Bay was in the middle of the field, getting a breakdown or whatever, and it was almost a fight. And you could tell that this was just a game that both teams really, really wanted to win.
Let's get back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's try Damon. Damon is at the game or has left the game. Hey, Damon.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Well, pretty good tonight.
Well, look, I called a couple of weeks ago and I told you it was our turn, and I quoted Shawshank Redemption. I know Olin liked that. Tonight, I feel like Andy Dufresne crawling out of the sewer and getting cleaned by the rain. Let me tell you, the game was unbelievable. And the thing about the fans now is the fans never gave up. We were down 21-3 at halftime. Normally, those games, whatever, but everyone's like, wait till the last 2 minutes. Wait till the last 2 minutes. The crowd was great, and for me, I got to bring my 11-year-old son, who's sleeping next to me in the car right now. That's and, awesome. You know, it was a lot for me because my dad used to take me to Bears games, and he'd always say, Damon, the Bears will break your heart. And as we were in the third quarter, I looked at my son, and I said, am I going to have this conversation with him on the way home? And guess what, boys? I'm not having that conversation tonight.
Yes, sir.
He's fast asleep, dreaming of Caleb Williams and Colston Loveland, and who knows what's next. But, gentlemen, it's our turn. It is our turn.
Great stuff, Damon. Thank you. Man. That's good stuff.
What
good
a call, him. Man.
Yeah.
What a call.
Yeah,
awesome call.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's neat, too. Like I told you guys, I went to O'Toole's this morning this afternoon to have lunch, and to see the jerseys, you know, obviously the Hesters, you see the Urlachers, you see the Ditkas, all the old ones. I started seeing a Colston Loveland. Obviously, you see the Caleb Williams, but now you're seeing these young fans or just fans in general now buying these guys' jerseys and wearing them proudly and winning. And it's kind of fun to see this transformation of the Bears fans now seeing a winning franchise and kind of buying new jerseys and supporting these guys now. It's kind of cool to see. But that phone call right there from Damon about taking your 11-year-old kid, that was really good.
It's beautiful.
Saying the Bears will break your heart, right? And he doesn't have to say that.
That's
right. Yeah, he doesn't have to explain that. He can enjoy it in the morning and talk about Caleb's throw to DJ Moore and how awesome that was and all the plays everyone made. So, yeah, awesome phone call.
Yeah. You want to hear from Ben? You want to hear Ben Johnson's postgame? Let's take a quick listen. We won't overdo it, but this is Ben Johnson after the game talking to the media.
So we ended up with two guys that we're concerned about injury-wise here. TJ looks like he has a fibula fracture, which will take him out for the rest of the season here. And then Ozzy sounds like he has a patella tendon, which will likely do the same thing for him. So we'll see what those guys are like tomorrow, just to be sure. But it doesn't look good for either one of those guys. Man, it goes without being said. That's just an incredible job by all the people in this building, you know, players, coaches, support staff, to do what they just did with the stakes as high as they were and knowing that, you know, it's win or go home at this point, down 21-3 at halftime and defense bowing up like they did in the second half with a number of three and outs and then the offense coming to life and finding a way to get us enough points in the fourth quarter there. I think that's, 25 points in the fourth quarter was a huge deal, you know. And it's really who those guys are now at this point. You know, we got a group of guys that just they don't waver. You know, the odds are stacked against us. And
despite the fact we don't like that score at halftime. Nobody does. No one envisioned the first 30 minutes going that way. And yet, you know, we just keep plugging along and we keep fighting. And, you know, we've proven that this year. That's who we are. That's what we do here at this point. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and open it up.
And you've seen this all season. See it again tonight. Are you just amazed by what this team can do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's our identity here at this point. And some people say it's not sustainable. I don't know. You know, it's the takeaways are, you know, that's who we are on defense and, you know, on offense. It's explosive plays. That's kind of what we've done all year long and coming up in big moments. And as a team, it's just resiliency and knowing that late in the fourth quarter, that's really when we're at our best as a football team. So we'll keep striving to be better earlier in games and starting faster and all that. But, you know, that's gives us something to work towards. But I can't be any more proud of this crew than I am right now.
When your team was down 21-3 at halftime, obviously you've been in these positions before throughout the season, but understanding the stakes, what was your message to your players?
Well, the one thing that we had done during training camp was we had shown the film of the Atlanta and New England game and the Super Bowl from, was that 2016? I can't remember what year that was, but we have two players on our roster that were part of both those teams. You know, Grady was with Atlanta and Joe Tooney was with New England. And it was just great to get perspective from both of those players of how that game went down. And I think it's just a good lesson to be learned that, you know, it's 28-3 in the middle of the third quarter. And yet, you know, the game still being played and there's a lot of time left. And that was my message to the group, was just reminding them that this has been done before. And rather than saying, woe is me and, oh, crap, we're in a hole, it's more, this is a great opportunity for us to turn this thing around into a game that we'll never forget. And that's what they did.
Is that as emotional as you've seen Caleb this season? And how did you and him get on the same page?
Emotional during the game or after the game? Yeah.
During the game, he was extremely emphatic on the sidelines and very vocal.
Yeah. You know, it's something that we'll talk about. You know, I think he and I both, we want to be, try to be as stoic and steady for our guys as we can be. And, you know, I'll talk to him and see if he felt like he could have handled anything any better than what he did. But, you know, we all came in with high expectations on how this game would go. We certainly didn't think, you know, we'd have four possessions in the first half and only have 3 points to show for it. And so you do get a little bit disappointed when something like that happens. And yet, you know, that you're going to have opportunities down the road as well, you know, in the second half, which we did. So, as always, you know, Caleb came through for us. He made some big-time throws and some critical situations. Guys made some big catches. Guys up front protected. I mean, you get in that spot where you're down a little bit and you know you got to throw it a little bit more and you need the big guys to bow up and give us a clean pocket. And, you know, it took the entire offense to get that job done.
The one play at a time kind of mantra, I know you said that at halftime, just one play at a time. Is it hard in a playoffs atmosphere when you're down that much to get your guys to stay in that, to believe in it? And what allows this group to buy in and believe?
Yeah, well, I mean, every team's different, but certainly it seemed to resonate with those guys, you know, and they did a great job. I mean, the only way you come back from a deficit like that is you know, one possession at a time, trying to get more points on the scoreboard, continuing to hold them and getting the ball back for the offense. Special teams played a major factor in this game as well throughout. And so, you got no other choice. You know, you're not going to get it all back all in one shot. And so, yeah, you just keep plugging along. And I think we had a couple field goals to get us going a little bit. And then the touchdowns eventually, you know, broke the dam and ended up coming in big for us.
But we usually, I mean, it's obvious you won a playoff game in this manner. It's obvious you're going to be pretty excited. We don't see a kind of emotion from you at the buzzer as we did today. It's just, again, the obvious of winning a playoff game.
Yeah. There was probably a little bit more noise coming out of there, building up north to start the week. Which we heard loud and clear, players and coaches alike. So this one meant something to us.
That's Ben Johnson. We're going to react to that when we return. We'll be right back on the TimberTech Decking and Railing post-game show on The Score.
First down from the 45. He fires to the sideline, caught. And out of bounds at the 34-yard line is Colston Loveland.
DJ Moore clears his out, opens up a huge vacancy in that zone defense. And Caleb Williams, see two to the outside. Watch, he'll clear it out, take the defenders with him. And there's Colston Loveland out to the outside in a nice big opening, nice well-designed play there by Ben Johnson and a perfect throw in rhythm by the quarterback, Caleb Williams.
Welcome back to the TimberTech Decking and Railing post-game show on The Score. And gentlemen, we heard a lot of good stuff from Ben Johnson there. What stood out to you?
First of all, with that Colston Loveland clip, like I've always said, you take the pass catching tight end over the left tackle all the time in a draft.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
Like I've always
said. Man, this team has changed, man. Wow, that's amazing.
Like I've always
said, man. Oh.
Wow. Him talking about a lot of noise coming up, coming out from that building up north, kind of hit me, Pat, right? That they've used that all week. And then talking about Joe Tooney and Grady Jarrett's perspective on a comeback in a game like the New England versus Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl, right, where they were down. New England was down and came back and won. So just the fact that how he gets them to believe in the culture in there and just they're all, you know, they're going to play and they can only get one score at a time and we'll find a way to win this football game.
Yeah, and all, and that was training camp. You know what I mean? He set the culture back then talking about that, which is just he's been amazing. Everything he's kind of said has come to fruition. You know, beating Green Bay twice and all that kind of just, you know, fixing the run game, all that kind of stuff. He's been a truth teller in a lot of ways of not only telling his team the truth, but also what he's expecting of it and what's going to happen. But the one thing that got me, guys, is he said, that's who we are. That's what we do. You know, when they asked him about being able to come back from these games, and he's just instilled this belief in this team, and it's been a magical year. And we get to see if they can do it for one more week and continue and maybe get to the Super Bowl. But it's just been fun to hear him talk after these post-game press conferences. But that, to me, sums it up. That's who we are, and that's what we do.
And the thing I love about him, as Olin has taught us, is that he tore his shirt off earlier in the year and then backed it up.
Yes. I wish you would have tore it off this game. or use some of that $13 million to feed the city. But man, I mean, what a run, man. You know, what a way that this team, again, you got to go back and look at their whole year again and just watch every play and how they found ways to win football games and basically win a game today, I mean, almost with no pass rush, right? And so they had to start bringing cornerbacks and safeties and just, you know, Andrew Billings goes out. And if you would have told me going to the game against Josh Jacobs, who's the one guy you couldn't lose, it'd be Andrew Billings, right? It just, you know, but they find a way to stop the run and go back and watch the All-22 in the film to see how they did it.
He did come back, though, didn't he? I believe
he was on like almost like – it did look like he was limping around, so hopefully he's okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, look, we'll live to play another day, guys. We'll be back here next Sunday to see them face someone. We don't know who. Go on. Let's see if San Francisco can come in here. They've at least seen them recently. Let's have all the old familiar faces. Who cares? It's just glorious what happened tonight. I think it's going to make for a really fun week, and I know we're going to have a really good time too. Tyler Buderbaugh, thank you so much for your hard work. You did a great job with this post-game show. I want to thank everyone who joined us, everyone who jumped in. Apologize to those we missed. And, guys, live to face another day. You got to feel good about that.
Yes.
Let's do it. We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. And, Olin, you'll be on with us on Monday. I know we don't get T.J. Edwards now, so more than ever we need to talk to you.
Gosh. And, he gets healthy fast, man.
I do, too. And, Pat, Tuesday, I believe.
Tuesday it'll be. Yep.
Okay. Great stuff. You are listening to the TimberTech Decking and Railing post-game show. The Bears, 31-27. coming back from a 21-3 halftime loss. Pretty special game and a lot of fun tonight. Thank them for that.
At the end of the day, it's after Packers always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.